Can I talk to you guys? I have to talk to somebody. Dad? You better give me an answer this time. Go ahead. A direct answer. Well, I'm in trouble. You know that big high bluff near Millertown?
Oh, yes, yes. There was a bad accident. They showed the pictures on television, Jim.
I was in it.
How? How can you do
such... Doesn't matter how, Dad. I was driving a stolen car.
Oh, that's a fine thing. Do you enjoy doing this to me or what?
I wasn't trying.
And you wanted him to make a list.
Let him tell it.
All right, I'll let him tell
it. She doesn't want to hear. She doesn't care.
I don't care.
Care what I say.
You remember how I almost died giving birth to him, and then you say I don't care.
Please, relax, relax.
Dad, I said it was a matter of honor. Remember? But they called me chicken. You know? Chicken? I had to go. Because I didn't, I'd never be able to face those kids again. I got in one of those cars, and Buzz, one of those kids, he got in the other car, and we had to drive fast and then jump, see, before the car came to the edge of the bluff, and I got out okay, and Buzz didn't, and killed him.
Good look.
And I can't keep it to myself anymore.
Well,
so.
You just get it off your chest, son.
That is not what I mean. Dad, I have never done anything right. I've been going around with my head in a sling for years. I don't want to drag you into this, but I can't help it. See, I think that you can't just go around proving things and pretending like you're tough.
Yeah, that's right.
You can't, even though you got you look a certain way, you can't.
That's right. You're absolutely.
You look.
You're absolutely right.
You're not listening to me. You're involved in this just like I am. Now, I'm going to the police, and I want to tell them I'm involved in this tonight.
Well,
and I don't want...
Did anyone see you there?
Oh.
Did anyone see your license
plate?
I don't know.
What about the other boys? Do you think they'll go to the police?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Why should you be the only one involved?
Well, far be it for me to tell you what to do.
Oh, are you going to preach? Do we have to listen to a sermon now?
Well, I'm only trying to tell him what you mean. You can't be idealistic all your life, Jim. Nobody thanks you for sticking your neck out.
Except to yourself.
Wait a minute.
Except yourself. You don't want me to go.
No. No, I don't want you to go to the police. There are other people. Why should you be the only one involved?
But I am involved. We are all involved. Mom, a kid was killed tonight. I don't see how I can get out of that by pretending that it didn't happen.
Well, you know that you did the wrong thing. That's the main thing, isn't
That's
it?
That's nothing. That is absolutely nothing. Dad, you told me. You said you want me to tell the truth. Now, didn't you say that? You can't turn it off.
Well, he's not saying that. He's saying just don't volunteer.
Just tell a little white lie.
You'll learn when you're older, Jim.
Well, I don't think that I want to learn that way.
Well, it doesn't matter anyway, because we're moving.
I'm not tearing me loose again.
Well, this is news to me. Just why are we moving?
Oh, do I have to spell
you
it out?
You are not going to use me as an excuse again.
I don't.
Every time you can't face yourself, you blame it on me.
That is not true.
You say it's because of me. You say it's because of the neighborhood.
No.
You use every other phony excuse. Mom, I want to do something right. And I don't want you to run away from me again. Dad?
This is all going too fast
for me. You better give me something fast.
Jimmy, you're very young. A foolish decision now could wreck your whole life. In 10 years, you'll never know this even happened.
Dad, answer her. Tell her. 10 years. Dad, let me hear you answer her. Dad.
Dad, stand up for me.
Stand up!
You're killing! You want to kill your own father!